CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
Quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on unceded Catsey, Kwikwetlem, and Stolo First Nations lands. And here at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. My name is Leslie. We're doing a quick little Music Monday this week. And featured on this playlist are zero musicians that are CanCon, and also zero musicians that are AmeriCon, too. This is like a pretty like non-North American playlist. It is time traveling in a lot of ways, playing a lot of sounds from the 60s, 70s, 80s. I think the youngest song on this playlist might be from 92. And it's really exciting. I had to put together, I had to listen to a lot of older non-Canadian, non-American music for redacted reasons for a little bit. And some folks and I put together this like 4-hour playlist for redacted reasons. That's just all like jams that are a little bit older and not North American. The playlist was successful in the sense that I made my friends listen to it. I forced them to listen to it because we put a lot of effort into putting it together. And featured today on the show are some of the songs from that playlist. Other songs are tracks that I just enjoyed and wanted to share with you, but it's always great to share this type of like time travel-y, globe-trotting playlist. I really love putting these together. I hope you enjoy today's show as well. We're going to get started with some classic Afro rock with the Funkees. This is Abraca. We'll be right back.
知道我爱你，只能藏在我心底。你是否知道？
was Samira Dunya with My Heart, Don't Fall in Love Again off of the album Two Niles to Sing a Melody, The Violins and Synths of Sudan. Before that, you heard Ying Xia with Ni Tai Shen Mi. My name is Leslie. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I've really been enjoying the album Two Niles to Sing a Medley, to Sing a Melody. It's one of those that I put on in the background on my commute when I'm reading. And, you know, I love a good synth. I love a good violin. So Sudanese music is really right up my alley. And of course, these days, been thinking quite a bit about Sudan. It has officially, since last week, been a full year since the war in Sudan began. And it has quickly become one of the worst humanitarian crises of our time. Literally millions of people internally displaced, cities being crushed. The rate of which gendered violence, and in particular sexualized violence against women and girls, has occurred is like legitimately horrifying. Despite the fact that it has been one full year and there are millions of people internally displaced, Canada has not done a whole lot to aid those who are suffering at the hands of this war. Immigration, Refugee, Citizenship Canada, IRCC, which is the branch of the federal government involved in creating policies and programs for refugees, has so far only resolved to welcome 3,000 Sudanese refugees affected by this war. Only 3,000, compared to the fact that there are literally millions of people in Sudan who are internally displaced. That number is truly horrific. And quite frankly, you know, I think there's a lot that can be said about Canada's image on the international stage as being like this safe haven and place where refugees are like welcome and stuff like that. But I mean, look more closely at the immigration and refugee policies under, in particular, this current minister, you will find that there are some discrepancies with that that international myth, I guess, that that even national myth, I guess, that many Canadians want to believe or want to convince other people to think. Anyways. Please continue to stay engaged with what's happening around the world. Of course, you can do so by tuning into Democracy Now! On 90.1 FM every Monday to Friday from 11 to 12. But also keep track of what's happening in Sudan. Beyond that, there's a hashtag that many people who are updating folks around the world are using, which is Keep Eyes on Sudan, and that has been really helpful for me, speaking in my position, to understand the horrific crises that is happening in Sudan. Just a little encouragement for you there to do that as we move into more music. So we're going to be listening to some more rock music in just a little bit. We're going to dip a toe into Ethio-Jazz with one of the founders and, I guess, icons of Ethio-Jazz, Mulatu Astatke. Ethio-Jazz obviously being jazz music with Ethiopian traditional music influences. This is Yekatit. Thank you.
This is Bird Note. The coastal plain of Texas runs from the southern tip of the state to southwestern Louisiana. Here, many tropical species of birds reach the northern limit of their ranges, including this large bird of prey, the white-tailed hawk. Unlike many other hawks, this species thrives here in the grassy plains dotted with mesquite, yucca, and a few scattered trees. They're handsome hawks, slate gray above, offset by reddish-brown shoulder patches. The underside is immaculate white, and so is the tail, which ends in a neat black band. The wings are more than 4 feet across and very broad. White-tailed hawks often hunt by kiting, hovering like a kite in the breeze with the wings held in a V above the body. From this position, a hawk can drop suddenly on prey like small mammals, birds, lizards, and snakes. They snatch grasshoppers and other big insects from the air, quickly transferring them to the beak, a bit of dining on the wing. When a grass fire breaks out, white-tailed hawks gather quickly to hunt small animals fleeing from the fire's edge. Otherwise, the handsome white-tailed hawk is a shy bird of prey, staying a good distance from admiring observers. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
Thank you. بنات ما نعرفشي خطره تجي خطره تمشي تعطيك ميعاد